At the brink, tariff tensions and political uncertainty keep South Africans on edge. Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. A brief reprieve in the form of a 90-day pause on punitive US tariffs has brought some short-term relief to South Africa's strained economy. But the underlying message is clear. Global politics have a direct and often painful impact on the wallets of ordinary South Africans. Earlier, US President Donald Trump announced that tariffs on South Africa and other nations would be temporarily scaled back from the punishing 30-34% range to a more standard 10%, with China as the sole exception, facing a massive 125% tariff. While this move eased some pressure, experts warn that the volatility of the global trade landscape, especially as it intertwines with local political instability, continues to threaten household financial stability across South Africa. Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors, says this is a clear example of how international diplomacy and local politics converge to affect the average South African's cost of living and ability to make ends meet. When the tariffs were first imposed, the rand plunged to historic lows, touching R19.93 to the dollar. This pushed up the prices of imported goods and even local essentials like food and fuel. Now, with the pause, we've seen the rand pull back slightly, but the bigger picture is about how fragile our economy really is, says Alexanderson. He explains that key sectors like agriculture and automotive, already hit hard by the tariffs, were facing massive cost pressures and potential job losses. And while the pause in tariffs might slow the bleeding, the uncertainty remains, especially given the ongoing trade war between the US and China, and the fragile state of South Africa's Government of National Unity, GNU. Whether tariffs are on or off, the message to ordinary people is the same: global decisions are reshaping local realities, fast, says Alexanderson. This volatility makes long-term financial planning incredibly difficult for the average family. The real-world cost of economic volatility. Food and fuel prices. Tariffs on agriculture led to fears of rising local food prices. Even a temporary reprieve does not undo inflationary pressure felt at the tills. Job security. Sectors like automotive and agriculture, major employers in rural and industrial towns, remain at risk. Currency shock. The rand's wild swings, from historic lows to modest recovery, drive up the cost of imports and push inflation up. Debt struggles. With over R2.35 trillion in consumer debt and a third of credit active South Africans in arrears, households are under intense financial strain. Political unrest adds pressure. Internal tensions within the GNU over taxation and spending are fueling investor anxiety, pushing bond yields up and making borrowing more expensive for government and consumers alike. Even with occasional interest rate cuts, the average household isn't feeling much relief, Alexanderson notes. The cost of living continues to rise while incomes stay stagnant or shrink, making debt harder to manage and financial goals feel increasingly out of reach. What can consumers do in this climate? In such a high-pressure, uncertain economic environment, taking control of your personal finances is critical. Alexanderson offers the following advice. 1. Review and prioritize your budget. Focus spending on essential needs. Cut back on non-essentials and create a buffer for price increases. 2. Track your debt. Know exactly how much you owe, and to whom. Pay attention to interest rates and penalties for missed payments. 3. Seek professional help. Don't wait until you're drowning in debt. Contact registered debt counselors like National Debt Advisors to explore options like debt review, which can consolidate payments and protect your assets. 4. Avoid new debt where possible. This is not the time for unnecessary credit purchases. Focus on paying down existing debt first. 5. Plan for the unexpected. If possible, build a small emergency fund, even if it's modest. Every bit helps. While you can't control what's happening in Washington or Parliament, you can take steps to protect your financial well-being, Alexanderson emphasizes. Now is the time to be proactive, not reactive. Ends. Author at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors plus posts bio at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Hashma Longui-Disabled-Link Predatory Lending and Debt Abuse is a Human Rights Issue in South Africa at Sebastian Alexanderson. National Debt Advisors Hashma Longui-Disabled-Link Interest Rate Cuts. A great time to trim down that festive debt at Sebastian Alexanderson. National Debt Advisors Hashma Longui-Disabled-Link Black Friday Deals versus Debt. How to stay in control in tough times at Sebastian Alexanderson. National Debt Advisors Hashma Longui-Disabled-Link Crisis-Proof Your Finances with an Emergency Fund amid global shifts. Share on your socials.